Hello, Father Mark George is here. We are continuing reading aloud Introduction to Anthropology of Integration. We have finished the introduction. We did an introduction to part one entitled The Unity of the Human Person and the Goal of Human Life. We dive today into chapter one, Levels of Being and the Existence of the Human Soul. 1.1, The Development of the Intellect. When a child comes into the world, the external senses are developed along with the basic human instincts. The intelligence, however, as St. Thomas Aquinas affirms, is tamquam tabula rasa, like a clean writing surface. We're all aware that curiosity is a basic drive that characterizes a healthy human being. It begins in infancy when a child begins to play with objects in its environment and to exhibit more and more sophisticated mental operations regarding those objects. It never fails to catch our attention how a small child, hardly 3 years old, is captivated with a bird or squirrel or lizard. Playing freely in a field, they see it as a place of discovery, adventure, and fantasy, a huge amusement park given to them by a powerful father. How a child's mental operations develop has been extensively studied by the psychologist Jean Piaget. Initially, a child performs operations that are focused on the concrete, specific, or here and now. With the help of a nurturing adult, the capacity for objectivity in thought grows and the mind naturally begins to understand the conservation of things beyond the changes in their attributes. In philosophy, this power is called simple apprehension, and with it, the intellect begins to develop. It is called apprehension because it takes hold of or grasps things mentally. The word simple is used because the intellect takes things in simply without affirming or denying anything about it. Section 1.2, the natural apprehension of levels of being in nature. Through simple apprehension, a child knows that there are different levels of being in the universe. There is the world of non-living things, rocks, minerals, artifacts, and so forth, and the world of living things. In the world of living things, there are creatures who are special, mom and dad in the first place, and then other human beings. The apprehension of this distinction is not immediate. At 2 years old, a child is already aware of self and is able to choose based on cognition on the sense and emotional level. The more advanced cognitive functions of grasping and manipulating concepts appears later at 4 or 5 years old. At this age, children are fond of pretending to be different things in the natural world. They can act out being a seedling growing into a tree, a bird flying, or a dog barking. This ability makes them compassionate towards living things in the world around them. As they interact with their peers, they learn to evaluate the assertions and beliefs of others, whether they are true or imaginative, and can do this with their own ideas as well. In this way, they come to understand that humans are different from other creatures in the universe. We communicate using language. Humans can cooperate together to build things and give each other instructions on how to do things or to play a game. As children grow older, working in pairs and small groups, they are able to learn to be cognizant of others and respect their thought processes just as much as they respect their own. Parents can help their children to formulate this intuition in clear language in what is known as the Golden Rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Through the natural process of the development of the mind and education received from parents and other adults, children come to understand in a natural way that humans are on a higher level of being than other things. It is interesting to note that the book of Genesis brings this out very clearly in the early chapters where Adam found himself alone in the Garden of Eden, the perfect natural environment. He knew himself of a higher order than all the creatures God had created because of his spiritual nature. Only when Eve was created did he discover a creature who was his equal and with whom he could share his life. Children see the world as a huge playground, and as their intelligence begins to mature, they appreciate that for something to happen, there must be something else, either on the inside or the outside, that makes it happen. All parents know that there was a stage in the lives of their children when they ask why for everything, especially the brighter ones. Just as everything they have comes from their parents, children naturally appreciate that the world around them must come also from a powerful father whom we cannot see. Good parents will orient their children at this stage, providing religious education in keeping with the traditions that they subscribe to. Children will learn about this heritage and naturally tune into the world of the spirit, understanding that there is a spiritual part of their own selves and that this is what is most important. Thinking about one's own understanding of the world around, it is not difficult to relate to the process described above in general terms. It is common experience to comprehend different levels of being in nature. With this, we end the reading for today. We touch on a very important concept called simple apprehension, just our natural ability to grasp things in nature, and we show that how a child can naturally grasp the different levels of being, starting from minerals, going up to plants, going up to animals, and then the human being, a spiritual, and then how there's an openness to understand at a higher level, angels, and then finally the divine. We will talk more about that next time. Goodbye.